CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, we didn't go.
Good morning, Sheta. In our headlines, a training to discourage activities related to the consumption of hard drugs and other harmful substances will be opened for youth this Tuesday in Yaoundé by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu. Out of the country, at least 30 people have died, with many others missing after a dam burst in eastern Sudan. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. We begin with this press release from the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will this Tuesday, the 27th of August 2024, from 11 a.m. in the conference room of the Yaoundé Reference Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center in Madagascar, preside over the capacity building workshop for peer educators and educational relays in observation mechanisms in violence, drugs, and other psychotropic substances in order to prevent and fight their marketing and use in schools, universities, and out-of-school environments. In the meantime, Clenis Ayombom of CRTV Northwest probes the situation of drug consumption among students using the case in a school in Bamenda.
Government Technical High School Nkwen here in Bamenda is one of the schools that made waves on social media last academic year when a student went physical with a military personnel on campus as he was under the influence of drugs. This academic year, the principal, David Nke, talks of tight security at every angle of the school, which has helped to curb the phenomenon.
We have security officers on campus sent by the state. The PTA also recruits day guards and night watchmen. We have one inlet into the school campus, so we'll do a thorough check of their backs, their pockets, before they could get in.
Though with such strict measures, the principal admits that students still find a way of breaking bounds.
As we build up the wall this time, we've decided to put back wires that they cannot go through it. Security cameras have been put there where we can now identify those who do those acts.
At Progressive Comprehensive High School Bamenda, an institution with day and boarding students, the principal, David Mofo, attests that no case of drugs or students with harmful objects have been identified on campus.
When the children are coming, you get to the gate there in the morning, we check the student. We also make rounds of checks to the toilet. We are putting a lot of cameras around to make sure that we curb it.
The school administrators have cautioned parents to always follow up their children so as to avert such malpractices. Clenis Ayombom, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The 2024 commercial season in Cameroon will be launched today by the Minister of Trade, Lugma Gwambarga Tangana, during a ceremony to take place at the Meide 20th Boulevard in Yaoundé, Center Region. The event will be simultaneously hosted by regional delegates of trade in the other administrative regional headquarters at 11 a.m. During the event in Yaoundé, Minister Lugma Gwambarga Tangana will make a tour of a back-to-school promotional sales point downtown Yaoundé to ascertain that the event is unfolding smoothly. Basic food items are also being sold at lower cost on the sideline of the event. Ahead of the official opening of the 2024-2025 school year, some parents in Cameroon have been complaining about the change in the book list for some classes, saying they are having a hard time trying to cope with the decision. In the following exchange, staff man Winston Lebga had with the Permanent Secretary of the National Book Commission, Professor Marcelin Vunda Etoa, he gives clarity on the guidelines required to select textbooks of the school curriculum.
The choice of the textbook is guided first by the curricula, and on the 14th of June 2023, the Minister of Secondary Education signed an RT modifying the content of the curricula of the study from Form 1 to Form 5 and from 6e to 3e. It is that document who describes what should be put inside a book that guided the evaluation and the selection of all the new textbooks from Form 1 to Form 5 and from 6e to 3e that will be used this school year.
Some parents are complaining about the recent changes, saying that it is costly The books cannot be handed down and that the decision does not consider the difficult economic times. They wonder what will happen to those who have repeated classes. What's your reaction to that?
The complaint of the parent of our textbook being costly have to be balanced. You cannot say something is costly when you don't have element of comparison. And if you compare the prices of the textbook in our country with the prices of textbook in the country around us, you will see that our textbooks are still cheaper than those who are used in the other countries. For example, not a single textbook of the primary school costs 2,000 francs in our country, even for the secondary.
Do you feel concerned about worries that some of the books are not available?
Almost all textbooks that are on the book list of this coming school year are available. Some of them are still lacking, but they will not be lacking for long because from information we got from publishers, those books who all are printed abroad are either under custom or in the seaport of Douala already.
The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, will today hold talks with the British High Commissioner to Cameroon, Barry Lowen. This will be during an audience Minister Alamin Usman May will have with the British diplomat from 10 a.m. at his ministry's headquarters. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Achille Basil King III, will this Tuesday in Yaoundé chair a signing ceremony between his ministry and officials of the International Organization for Bamboo and Rattan. The event is scheduled for 11 a.m. Meanwhile, Minister Achille Basil King III is expected to hand over bamboo and rattan transformation equipment to officials of the artisanal village in Bamayo, Nyonganso Division at 2 p.m. Elsewhere, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, rounds off his working visit to the Far North region today. The four-day stay ends in Mokolo in the Mayo Tanaga Division, where he will officially close a training program organized by his ministry and the Francoise Pouenne Foundation for Liberty to drill women in poultry and fish farming. Meanwhile, Minister Tiger was in Diamare this Monday, where he supervised the training of 150 other women, as Ngu Henry reports.
The participants in the training in fish and poultry farming came from the 9 subdivisions of the Diamare Division.
I reside in Mara. We've come here today to learn how to rear our animals in order to help our children and our families tomorrow.
It was organized by the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries in partnership with the Francoise Pouenne Foundation for Liberty. Senator Francoise Pouenne is the president of the foundation.
I'm here to continue to support this new government ambition to reduce poverty and empower women.
The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, enjoins the women to avail themselves of the first ever ultra-modern poultry hatchery unit for the 3 northern regions inaugurated this Monday. Support from partners like the foundation fight poverty and contribute to the import substitution drive. The women received materials to start poultry and fish farming, plus end of course attestations during the event attended by the governors of the Adamawa and Far North regions. The training continues this Tuesday in Mokolo in the Mayo Tanaga Division. Ngu Henry on a special assignment in Marwa.
And the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malachi, is leading a delegation from Cameroon to the 74th session of the World Health Regional Committee for Africa, taking place in Brazzaville, Congo. Focus of the session will, among other things, be the election of the new WHO Regional Director for Africa and the adoption of new strategies to curb the resurgence of monkeypox and other epidemics on the continent. And in news out of the country, surging waters have burst through a dam in eastern Sudan, wiping out at least 20 villages and leaving at least 30 people dead, but probably many more. This Monday, torrential rains has caused floods that have overwhelmed the Aba Dam north of Port Sudan, the de facto national capital and base for the government, diplomats, aid agencies, and hundreds of thousands of displaced people. That's the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience.